Good morning. It's 8:34 a.m. on Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2016. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've spoken. It's been a long time since I've walked. I thought, well, it's a beautiful morning. I really need to try to get back into the habit. And I'm freezing my butt off up here. It's 34 degrees, but there's a rather sharp wind blowing. Put my hood back here, sorry for the noise. Coming right off the plane, so I can get down here into the neighborhood. I can get a little windbreak going. It's cutting. It's a beautiful morning, though. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Sun's out. There's some high, thin clouds. There's geese flying. There's wind blowing. And I'm walking. I'm in the last mile for the day. So, Milk Run is coming along. I'm drawn to the story. It's stuttering. I've got the right starting point. That's pretty clear. I've got the right starting point. It's just finding the path. I think in the last couple of days, I think I've come to understand what the story might be about. Which is good, because if I need to get back into the 5K a day habit, and that's not something that I've been doing lately. Oh, God, that wind is sharp. I thought it was a nice enough morning. I didn't put on my fleece. I didn't put on extra layers. I just zipped up my parka and off I went. Whoosh. Yikes.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
So, I've been working with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, and the Software Writers of America, SIFWA, talking to and about self-published authors. There's a lot of bad info out there. Just a lot of really earnest, well-meaning, confused authors who are doing things that are not in their own best interest. Even while they justify it as, well, I don't have time to deal with all this. No? Okay, fine. But why? If you don't have time to deal with it, then why do it? We had a conversation on the iPal group, the independent published authors list for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. We had a conversation about self-publishing companies, a hot button. Those of you who have listened for any amount of time, it's a hot button for me because any organization that publishes books I didn't write is not a self-publishing company. If they publish books, they're a publisher. If they try to tell you they're a self-publishing company, they're scamming you. Because publishers who aren't trying to scam you call themselves publishers. The one that's currently under discussion locally here is Outskirts Press. In part, I think, because they're local, and so they're picking up all of the cachet from being local. They're over in Parker. So among the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, they're picking up a lot of cachet. But the reality is, they're lying. One of their demonstrations, one of their rationales is that they're a turnkey service, and they are. There's no question about that. They are a turnkey service. They'll claim to do everything, and they'll do everything a trad pub can do, and they'll do everything a self pub can do, and they'll only charge you $900 to do it. And then you can send them the manuscript and be assured that the book will be published and available in paperback, and bookstores will be able to buy it, and all the rest. And it's true. It's true. What they are selling is actually correct. The problem is that a self-published author doesn't need them to do that, and it doesn't cost $700. It doesn't cost $100. And depending on how you do it, it probably doesn't cost $50. So they're taking advantage of people who don't know how this works, how self-publishing actually works. To take them for cash. Now, I will say that editing, yes, editing can cost money. Editing probably should cost money. I pay for it myself. And covers cost money. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But a good editor and a good cover is worth the money you spend on it. It's a level of quality assurance that you're not guaranteed of when you go to somebody like Outskirts Press, where they say they will edit your book. But really all they're going to do is run a spell check, perhaps run a grammar check, and then push it out the door. Formatting is one of those things. It's like, oh, well, I don't know how to do the formatting. It's impossible. It's very complicated. No, it's not. No. No, I appreciate that I've got a bit of an advantage because I've been doing it, A, for a long time. B, I know the coding that goes into it and how it works. So I can make the books look the way I want them to look. But it doesn't take any time to do the formatting. The production time is in the proofing, particularly for paperbacks. Proofing a paperback is... the time it takes to do the proof is the reason that I haven't done South Coast or Ashes Born in paperback yet. Although I suppose I better get going on that. The in-laws will be here in May, and they're going to want copies. So, heaven forfend they use it, an e-reader, so that they don't have to squint in the light. But these are people who read a book a month. Well, a book a month people are fine people. They're wonderful people. Because they're my in-laws, they get a little extra benefit from having an advocate in my household. So we're talking about self-publishing. And really the difference between a self-publishing services company like Readsy. I have no patience for Readsy. Readsy is dumb. But at least it's dumb for me. And there may be people who are happy to pay the price for it and to support these guys who are trying to run this business. It's one of those businesses in search of a market. They're the people who sell shovels to miners. So, yeah, miners need shovels. There are a lot of free shovels around, just all you have to do is go pick them up and figure out which end to hold. Monk post. The idea that they're really touting these days is their online book tool, where you can log into Readsy and type your book. Really? Why? Why would I do that? Why would I need a network connection? Why would I require bandwidth use in order to type a book? That's just, you know, a lot of people use Google Drive and type their books up there. I suppose it's no different than that. And it's one of those, really? That's what you're going to use your bandwidth for. It's not like people don't have bandwidth going begging, but really? I don't get it. So the difference between a scammer and a self-publishing services company is that the legit companies will do the work that they say they're going to do. They'll format the book, they'll put a cover on it, they'll do the editing, they'll format the file, and then they'll give the file back to you to publish. And then you can publish it wherever you want, do whatever you want with it, because you've paid them for their service. They're done. The ones like Outskirt Press charge you for the service up front, and then they publish the book. And then you're dependent on them to tell you exactly how many copies you sold. Answer is pretty much none, because they don't price books reasonably. 9.99 for a paste-up Photoshop grayscale cover on a first-time author in genre fiction. That's not. That ain't right. Yeah. I get it. So they make $7 per sale. Now, the problem is they make one sale a month, if that. Not one every other month. And the marketing consists of, they put it on the bookstore. They maybe tweet about the new release. That's it. They don't do anything. They don't advertise. They don't do any marketing. It's all back on the author to try to sell this $9.99 monstrosity that looks like, it looks like a paste-up job. It looks like a job that was done by somebody with really rudimentary Photoshop skills. No sense of actual layout, no sense of cover design per se. It's like, why do you do this? Why do you do this? And it turns out the answer is they think it's how things are done. They think it's how everybody is doing it. It's like, no. So I've been reading, in CIFWA, we're having similar discussions about self-publishing. We're also having discussions about why indie authors should join Science Fiction Writers of America. Why aren't people excited about Science Fiction Writers of America? And from an indie standpoint, I really had to ask myself, why do I want to be a member? Why do I want to join? And I think part of it is the same reason I wanted to join Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, is to become part of the larger community of writers. It's to become, in Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, it's to become part of the local community of writers. In CIFWA, it's to become part of the community of genre writers. And that's enough for me. Now, I've been talking to them about their sign-up, because their sign-up process, I don't remember if I talked about this before. If I did, I apologize. Their sign-up process, their validation process for the amount, what they consider to be a professional author, professional writer, I guess, is $3,000 earned in 1 year on one title, which is, for some people, that's a pretty high bar. $3,000, not 3,000 units, but $3,000 in sale on a single title in a single year. That's what traditional published authors generally can prove. They get an advance of $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, and that's enough to call on a novel, and that's enough to qualify you for active CIFWA membership. And once you're an active member, you don't have to validate again. You don't have to do it again. You only have to sell the one. So basically $3,000 lifetime, but established in a single year on a single title. Okay, fine. Low bar. For some indie authors, I can think of a couple right offhand, that's quite a high bar. But be that as it may. For a lot of trad pub authors, it's an impossible bar because they can't get sold. They can't get an agent, can't get an advance, can't sell a book. So yeah, for a lot of those people, it's a non-starter. But then they want you to prove that you've done that by submitting either a 1099 for self-pub, a 1099 showing exactly one title, which is impossible because you can't get a 1099 for one title, or an unmodified KDP sales report for the one title, which is also impossible because you can't filter the reports based on a single title. You get them by the date. So I can do a KDP report that's unaltered, but it'll be for all my titles. And I can do a 1099, but it's for all the titles. I can't even highlight the title in question in my KDP reports because that constitutes an alteration. At least in my book, it's an alteration. So the qualification documentation has a catch-22 in it for people like me who are relatively successful but can't actually provide the documentation that they want. I'm trying to get them to consider some other ways. If nothing else, just, you know, let me give you the KDP report that's been modified to show only that title. That would be good. But be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.